Us to put off our old self, to be made new in the attitude of our minds, to put on the new self. The scripture says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Get rid of all that bitterness, all of that rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. As we near the celebration of the birth of Christ, we focus on our rebirth, on putting on the new self. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Jesus says in Mark 16:16 through 18, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they, beloved, will get well. The prophet Isaiah says in 42:9 through 10, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. Ezekiel says in 11:18 through 20, I will give them an undivided heart, an undivided heart, and put a new spirit in them. Colossians 3:9 through 11 says, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Peter says in 1 Peter 2:1 through 3, rid yourselves of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. And like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up, in your salvation. So now you have tasted that the Lord is good. Revelation 21:5 says, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down. This consciousness of Christ, this consciousness that understands the pure oneness that we have with Spirit, this consciousness that realizes we are in God and Jesus is in us, is the new heaven and the new earth where righteousness dwells. We open our call this morning filled with the newness of Spirit, filled with that Christ in us, our hope of glory. We open up our circle of wonder and praise and grace and miracles, filled with the renewal of the birth of Christ expressing in, as, and through us. And in this consciousness of Christ, we are whole, we are well, we are protected, we are prospered, we are strengthened, we are embraced, we are favored, we are free. We realize what the psalmist said. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the newness of life, in the newness of Christ, in the newness of beginning again, we realize what 1 John 4:18 says. Beloved, there is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out fear. Fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. In the newness of Christ, we lift ourselves out of the realm of fear and stand not apart, but as one with God. to radiate the perfect love that is our birthright. As the psalmist says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The darkest valley is the test. The darkest valley is the challenge. The darkest valley is the opportunity to stand strong. The darkest valley is where we are reborn in Christ. We understand what the Deuteronomist says. When he acknowledges, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God will fight for you. How wonderful it is to move ourselves out of our own way today so that we can experience, so that we can uplift, so that we can reconnect with our power, which is the power of spirit expressing as us, which is the newness of Christ being reborn in us. How grateful we are to realize that the same thing that the angel told Mary in Luke 1:30 applies to us. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor in God." We unite ourselves in favor today. No longer doubting, but believing. No longer worrying, but trusting. No longer complaining, but triumphing. No longer sinning in the appearances of things, but standing firm in the deliverance of spirit that blesses us and blesses us and blesses us without ceasing. It is in this spirit of the newness, of the greatness, of the grace of Christ in us, our hope of glory, that we walk into a brand new season today, that we reconnect with a new and a great power of God, that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, waving our miracles everywhere, celebrating the goodness of God expressing as us for all to see, our lights on this wonderful city on a hill that cannot be hid. We celebrate the Christ in us today, our hope of glory. It radiates through every miracle that we speak, through every prayer that seeks us, through every divine meditation, through every step, every walk, every movement, every aspect of who we are. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. 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 Have a wonderful and an awesome and an empowering
something.
We love you.
I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, he's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me, is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is.